I'm with Nick Vollmer, one of the four-star farmer finalists at the National FFA Convention. Nick, start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Marino, Colorado, which is on the northeastern plains in Colorado, kind of right next to the Nebraska border. Grew up on a family farm, about 4,300 acres, all irrigated. I guess I've always had a passion for agriculture, just growing up, had the honor of it. And growing up, you know, I had a passion for showing cattle and that kind of thing, but never really understood the whole cattle industry, like commercial-wise. So I definitely thought that was a great place to start of, you know, getting 26 bred heifers and jumping into that and kind of seeing what that's all about. So that's kind of where I got my passion for my SAE, and from there it's just turned into what I have today.
Let's talk more about your SAE. What do you have today?
Currently, I have 50 head of Angus cross cattle. Those cows are bred in the summer and calve out in the spring. After that, I wean the calves off the mothers, and I feed them in my family's feed yards with four different backgrounding rations, and I take those calves from 500-pound calves to 900 weights. And transfer them to a neighboring feed yard. From there, that neighboring feed yard is able to feed those cattle out on a finishing ration, and then I use my marketing ability with them and future contracts to sell them to competitive bidders.
Let's talk about the family aspect. What is it like working with your family on the farm?
You know, it really is an honor, and something that not a lot of kids can say nowadays, that they came from a family farm and they work right next to their father day after day. And there definitely are struggles and challenges overcoming, trying to, you know, be more innovative and that kind of stuff with the younger generation, trying to push more innovation and that kind of thing. But day-to-day operations, it's just an honor to see what my dad has built for himself and what my dad has built for our family. And it's just exciting to know that, you know, I'm going to be able to hold that tradition with my passion for agriculture.
Have you had to overcome any challenges or struggles within your own operations?
Oh yeah, definitely. One of the biggest thing is, you know, just that the knowledge-wise, you know, making sure that I had the right animal handling practices and the right vaccine protocol, you know, mineral supplements and, you know, feed rations, talking to nutritionists, veterinarians, making sure that I was making my cattle and treating them the best that I possibly could so they could be efficient. But probably the one of the biggest thing was the financial burden. My freshman year at the age of 14, I took a operating loan out, which that's pretty daunting to be a freshman and already have a huge operating note like that. And just having that over and learning those strict financial policies, that lessons that I learned not only in ag class, but just with my mentors and some of the neighboring feed yards, that probably was the biggest challenge of me, but it's also made me where I am today because of my financial practices.
What's it like being an entrepreneur and running a business and you're having your SAE as a student in college?
You know, it's definitely tough. One of the biggest things that is important is time management. That's really important. And I'm lucky enough that I go to school just 10 miles away from my operation. So if I'm not doing class or I'm not in extracurricular activity at college, I can jump home just 10 minutes and do some operating things. But I definitely have to plan out my day. I have to plan, you know, when I'm going to bring cattle home or when I'm going to feed them, what time works for me every day out of the week. That's probably the biggest thing, is just prioritizing what my goals are day to day.
What are your plans for your future after you graduate from college?
So after I graduate from college, my plan is to return to the family farm. With my SAE particularly, I want to grow my cow-calf operation to 400 head of cattle. And also, right now I have some contracts on the table of possibly backgrounding some cattle and feeding out some cattle for some neighboring feed yards. So I definitely want to look into that and grow my cattle operation, but also my end goal in life is to take over my family farm and ranch when my dad's ready to retire.
Let's say they call your name as the star farmer. Is that going to change anything for you when you return back home?
You know, I don't think it's going to change anything. If I do receive it, I'm going to be so happy and so humbled to receive it. It's going to truly cap off my six years of FFA, from being a state officer to competing at nationals and Parley Pro. It's really just going to cap off my year, and it'll be nice to know that I represented the state of Colorado.
Who are your influencers or role models that helped you get to where you're at today?
Definitely my dad. Being able to build our operation from scratch, purchasing land and being where we are today, he's one of the greatest role models that I have, and I'm lucky to work beside him day to day. But also the other people that have definitely formed and helped create my supervised agriculture experience would definitely be the feed yard that I work with, which is Andrew Timmerman, Timmerman Feedlots. Just being able to talk to them and work feed rations and that kind of thing and learn how to efficiently feed commercial cattle, that has really helped me out. And probably the last group of people that has truly helped excel my just my cattle knowledge overall is my neighbors, Brian and Trudy Fritzler. They have a cow-calf operation, and being able to, since I was a freshman in junior high, being able to just help them work their cattle, learning, you know, the way safe practicing, facility maintenance, and just overall cattle knowledge, being able to work with them every summer and every other weekend, it helps me build my knowledge, and I want to thank all those individuals.
I've been talking with Nick Vollmer, one of the four finalists as a star farmer here at the National FFA Convention. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.